You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
It is Thursday, February the 13th, 2025. The time is 8:07. Quiet start here in North Central Wisconsin. At our WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, partly cloudy skies, some sun out there, temperature of 0 degrees. There is a wind chill this morning, wind chill of 11 degrees below zero. It is our number one at the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Normally, we start off our Thursday morning show by talking to Pat Kreitlow, but Pat picked a good week to head off on vacation. Yep, he is in warmer climes this week, enjoying a little time away. He'll be back with us next Thursday. Coming up in just a few minutes at 8:21, we'll be talking to our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa. And yesterday, we had some snow, made for some slick driving conditions during the course of the day. Today, right now, looking pretty quiet. But tomorrow, especially during drive time in the afternoon, looks like we could get some significant snow. Could go into Friday night, even early Saturday morning. We'll get all the details with Brittany Merloa coming up at 8:21 this morning. Then in hour number two, we'll have a chance to talk to somebody I know pretty well. Been covering her teams for a number of years. She had a stint as the coach of the Central Wisconsin Storm about a decade ago, then stepped away for a number of years, returned last year, and led the team to a state championship. And this year, looking for two in a row. Team is currently ranked number two in the state of Wisconsin, heading into their regular season finale tomorrow night. We'll talk to Central Wisconsin Storm head hockey coach Jana Wimmer in our number two of the show. But before we move any further, we do have plenty of hockey the next couple of days. Tonight, Wausau West hockey. Warriors will be wrapping up their regular season tonight. Wausau West is the number five ranked team in the state. They travel to number three ranked Nina Hortonville Menasha. So it should be a very good non-conference game, perhaps a state tournament preview. We can hope preview of a state tournament game. I'll be in Nina for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, we'll have the Storm, number two in the state, taking on number one ranked Bay Area Ice Bears. Number two versus number one to wrap up the regular season. A rematch of last year's state championship game. Maybe a preview of this year's state championship game. So Central Wisconsin at Bay Area Saturday night starting at 7:20. I got to introduce our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, the person that will be taking the number for the day quiz at the end of the show as part of our daily history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
The one, the only, Mr. Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. This week has been a little off for me, and personally, I think I'm I'm trying to stay ahead of the a sickness that's been going around, but unfortunately my brother Logan now got sick, which is unfortunate because when he gets sick, it's not a good thing. But, hopefully it's only just a temporary thing that lasts for a few days, and hopefully he'll be feeling better. But yeah, there is something nasty going around.
Yeah, it's been there's been a lot of flu going around and a lot of other non-flu like illnesses going around as well. We're getting out to the middle portion of February. Hopefully, the thought is once we warm up, once we kind of clear out the system, when we get to spring, hopefully things will settle in. But it has been quite a year. I mean, it's just been, I've been fighting this for 3.5 weeks, to be honest with you. I mean, it's been just craziness, and I'm tired of it. I think a lot of other people are tired of it, but it's winter in Wisconsin, right?
At least we're finally getting a winter in Wisconsin, because January was a little, dry when it came to the snow. But now in the last few days, the snow has been picking up, and we've been kind of making up for that snow we haven't gotten earlier in the winter. But, well.
Have you been safe on the roadways, though?
I was doing my best this morning. I really had to be careful on the turns because it was a lot of the back roads and haven't been cleared off for the most part. So just making sure you take those extra few minutes and leave the buffer in there and make sure you take your turns slowly is very important.
Yesterday at lunchtime, I made a first visit to the new Wendy's.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, let's go to the new Wendy's. Let's go to lunch.
And what did you think?
It was busy. I tell you, I think a lot of people were ready for the new Wendy's to open up. It was tight in the parking lot. The drive-through line was right out through the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I got in. There was a line at the counter. And one thing I've noticed about the newer Wendy's, not just here, but around the state, when I travel around doing high school games, sometimes I'll stop at a Wendy's somewhere else in the state. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that there's not a lot of seating in some of these newer Wendy's. Mm. There really was not a lot of seating. So it was completely full when I made my order. Fortunately, while I was waiting for the order to come in, a seat opened up.
Oh, nice.
But there's still, I would like to have seen a few more seats. But it's a nice restaurant. The service.
It looks big on the outside. Was it big on the inside, too?
It's not very big.
Okay.
It's not big. It's
a little smaller.
Made my order. I ordered a single combo.
Ooh.
And I said, without cheese. Because I don't like having cheese on my burgers.
Oh, no.
I do not. So then, after waiting, they're busy, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I get my order. I sit down. And I look. There's cheese on the burger. I did not go back and say, hey, I ordered one without cheese. I didn't want it. I just already was taking too much time. I need to get back to work.
Sometimes it's
I just took the cheese off. I scraped it off.
Sometimes it's very hard in the customer service business, especially when it's like super.
Yeah, it was very busy. And I'm not going to be one of those people that
different orders.
Yeah,
everybody wants something.
And it's new.
Different. It's hard to keep the orders separate sometimes. I know how that is, so I understand there.
And there's some people that just drive, go, oh! No, it's not that big of a deal. I dealt with it.
It's only food.
Exactly. And it's, a new business, busy in the opening couple of days. Going to give them a little leeway, give them a little runway. And otherwise, the food was good.
Yeah, I don't expect them to give it, to have it perfect right off the bat. Because, they just opened like 2 days ago?
Yep, Tuesday.
Jeez.
But boy, it was busy.
You gotta give them a month in order to get adjusted to all this.
It shows that people were ready for a Wendy's here in Wausau.
Yeah. Especially if the drive-through line was out.
But now we need, I wish we'd have a Chips here. I wish we had a Chips hamburgers. I wish we had an A&W again. We used to have an A&W.
I wish we had an A&W They used to have one up by North Central Technical.
Yep.
College, and sometimes I used to go to there before I had a theater rehearsal at the Children's Theater, and it was really nice, too, because they had like the old fashioned like a diner set up in there. Yep. They had like the old fashioned root beer,
yep,
machine and the frosty mugs. But
there is a new A&W in Merrill. I actually went up there last week. I said, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to drive to Merrill. Just go to A&W. It was busy, too. I was up. There's a watt for it. And I'm going to throw it out there to our listeners. You know, now we have a Wendy's here in the Wausau area. It's over in Schofield. What restaurant would you like to see here in Wausau? You can send us a text or give us a call. 715-382-9297. 715.
Do you think we should have a Red Lobster? Do you think we should have like those smaller chain restaurants used to be around? Personally, I wouldn't mind.
Let me give that number again, though. 715-382-9297. 715-382-9297. That number again. You can either text us or call us. And also use the Civic Media app. Just open up the 98.9 WXEO part of the app, and then there's a button to call, a button to text. So, yeah, what restaurant would you like to see? I know the guys on the Wausau Business Show kept up with that Red Lobster thing. I'm not a seafood guy, so I don't care. But
personally, it's not a restaurant, but I would like to see the Krispy Kreme and donuts come back.
Oh, yeah.
I really wish you still had one of those. When they were in the Wausau area, like they were very busy, and my family and I have gone there a couple of times, and I absolutely enjoy the donuts. And they're not good for you, but they taste good.
When I was on vacation back in, when was it? November. I went down to the Chicago area where my sister lives. Visited my sister. And they had a Krispy Kreme nearby. I was like, yeah. And then when I go on vacation to Vegas during the summer, one of the first stops I make, Krispy Kreme. No, I miss Krispy Kreme too. So,
yeah,
what do you think, folks? 715-382-9297. What do you want to see come here? What restaurant? Mm-hmm. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up, we'll talk about the weather. Brittany Merlot coming up next. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:22, 0 degrees in downtown Wausau, and we got a text answering our question about what would we like to see in terms of a restaurant, as I gave my review of my first visit to the new Wendy's in Schofield yesterday.
What did they say?
Scott from the Village of Maine says, we'd love to see an Outback Steakhouse in town.
Interesting.
Yeah, that one actually makes sense. I think that's a good suggestion. So, again,
I'm not sure we have an Outback Steakhouse in Wisconsin. Do we?
I don't know.
You know what I want, guys?
I was going to ask you there, Brittany. what would you like to see come here to Central Wisconsin?
So this is a new discovery. I was just home in Illinois visiting family, and my sister took me to this place. It was like a Qdoba Chipotle vibe, but it was healthier options. And it wasn't even people run. It was actually all machines. The machines kind of dump it all out and the portions and everything, and it delivers it to you. It's called Sweet Greens, and it was so delicious, and I'm obsessed now, and there's none in the state that I can find.
Well, you should become the operator. Bring one in. Become that would be meteorologist / business mogul.
I do have that entrepreneur side. I just didn't know which way to go there with it yet. So maybe.
And folks, if you're out there, I mean, if there's a, what do you think? What should we try to bring here to Central Wisconsin? 715-382-9297. You can text us or call us. We're again on the Civic Media app. And we give more options for folks to take their significant others out on a Valentine's Day, which is tomorrow. But tomorrow, it looks like those Valentine's dinner plans could be affected by some snow.
Yeah, I'm suggesting cancel those plans. Cancel. I'm such the love ruiner right now. But, I mean, stay home, cuddle, do something inside. Instead, you know, make a dinner, make a cute dessert. I don't know anything but going out because we have a major snowstorm hitting us on Valentine's Day. Unfortunately, this looks to move in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or so. That's when it starts, and it ramps up into the evening. And it continues into the overnight before it winds down Saturday morning. And we could even get swiped with a few more scattered snow showers on Saturday and potentially into Sunday. This thing is pretty unstable, pretty active, and it's got a lot of moisture with it. So it's going to pack a punch. Now, the last storm, we missed it, but you noticed it flurried all day, right? It was a long event. This one isn't going to be as long. It's going to be much shorter and all quickly. So this is going to be quickly, rapidly deteriorating roads. Winds are going to be feisty too, so visibility is going to be well down. And we're looking at a wide spread, 4 to 7 inches, at least. Some places are going to get a foot, especially down south in parts of the state. So I don't think we're going to get the foot, but definitely on the higher side, I'd plan for at least a half a foot of snowfall hitting tomorrow. And you're going to have to clear that on Saturday. Temperatures, thankfully, though, will be in the 20s, which is why this is going to be accumulating a little bit faster. It's going to be a little bit of heavier, wetter snow compared to what we've been used to. And, of course, it's going to be slushy, sloppy, and continuing into our Saturday morning.
Well, when you say it's going to be a heavier snow, that also reminds folks, especially the older folks, remove the snow in moderation. Don't overstress yourself, because often that's the kind of snow that causes that extra stress and can lead to some health issues.
Yes. One of the things that I pay attention to is if I start to sweat a little bit while I'm out there shoveling, that means I need a break. You know, that's a good sign of it's freezing outside. Absolutely. Why am I sweating? I'm working too hard. Time to take a break. So shovel in shifts and always push the snow rather than picking it up and tossing it. If you can just shove it to the side, that's a lot easier on your body.
I've just been picking it up and throwing it. I didn't realize you could push it.
Yep. Or you can roll snowmen. Maybe if it's sticky enough. I've always suggested to kids and parents, tell your kids to roll snowmen out of your driveway.
I got to ask here. I mean, you just throw it? Where do you throw it? I mean,
we throw it in the front yard.
Okay.
All the rest of the. So you don't throw it in the road.
I was wondering. I mean,
sometimes.
That's what I was thinking. You just throw it in the road? It's like,
boy, have I been doing that wrong.
As a kid, I used to do that. I'd toss it in the road for the plow.
No, I mean, makes a little sense. Is it? So this shouldn't go into Saturday. It should be done Friday night?
It should, but right now it's an interesting storm. So it's one that's kind of combining with another one. And as it slides south, it kind of sends another wave. So we do have some small chances of scattered snow into Saturday morning, but by Saturday night, it'll be gone. And Sunday looks sunny and very, very cold. In fact, temperatures into the single digits. Mm. So you're going to want to get that cleared on Saturday before the cold hits on Sunday.
All right. Well, what are the details for this forecast?
Not a lovely Valentine's Day, unfortunately. So cold today, sunny. Temperatures will be into those single digits to about 10 degrees, but it's really going to be feeling like zero because it's breezy out there today. So battling wind chill. Tomorrow, or I should say tonight, we actually fall below zero. And tomorrow morning, we're going to be waking up to feeling like 20 below. So that'll be the coldest part. Then throughout the afternoon, we warm things up to about 20 degrees. That snow starts at 3 o'clock, continues through the evening, ramps up overnight, and then winds down into those morning hours. And then, of course, we are looking at temperatures sitting into those mid to upper 20s on Saturday before we crash cold. Sunday, down to just the single digits, and that stays the case into early next week. It's still a cold one. So a major, major snowstorm, 4 to 7 inches, widespread, expected on Valentine's night. Crash.
All right, Brittany. Well, thanks for that info. We'll talk again tomorrow, get the latest information, maybe if anything changes with that incoming system. But thanks, and have a great Thursday.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks, you too. Bye, guys.
That's our Brittany Merlot. Joins us every weekday right here on 98.9 WXCO. Right now, 0 degrees is the temperature. Winds out of the northwest at 5 miles per hour. That wind chill factor, 11 below. Dew point of 7 below. Humidity of 72%. Barometer, 30.03 inches. And a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, it is an information update. Going to find out what's going on. News, weather, sports, entertainment. Get all the info you need, top and bottom of every hour. The time is almost 8:29. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. 8:36. Again, a nice winter start. If you look outside, see the sun is shining on the snow. See some blue skies. Nice and calm out there. Cold. Yes, cold. 0 degrees. 11 degrees below zero wind chill. But when I think back to being younger, going off to the sled hill, getting bundled up, when you're running around, having fun, it's not that cold. It's only when you're kind of standing around, not moving around a lot, then it gets cold. But today, not a bad day at all, as we heard from Brittany. And again, we will keep you up to speed on that, I guess you can call it a winter storm, coming in tomorrow afternoon around 3 o'clock. Yep. So keep it right here. Brittany and the rest of the meteorologists at Civic Media will give us the latest information. Also, again, we talked earlier about my visit to the brand new Wendy's.
Yes.
Over in Schofield. Happy to see a Wendy's here in town. And asking you out there, is there another restaurant that you would like to see? Maybe we could even expand it to a retail store, because I got a little information about another retail store here in Wausau. But what would you like to see here? And also one reason I'm asking this is because earlier in the week, I read to you a letter to the editor from the WASA Pilot and Review, coming from a WASA teenager, talking about the lack of activities for teenagers here in the WASA area, that we need more maybe businesses or the like that is targeted towards kids. But at the same time, I don't think that it's limited just to kids and teenagers. That in this era of so much online shopping, we are seeing many businesses go under. The competition, not just from businesses across the street, but businesses on the web. So, yeah, what do you think in terms of businesses, restaurants, businesses that you like to see here in the WASA area? Send us a text, give us a call, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us on the program. And
I'll tell you a place that we do not need more of.
I got an idea what you might say.
Starbucks.
Oh, Starbucks. I was going to say Quick Trip. I know people love Quick Trip, but at the same time, you can find a Quick Trip every minute and a half. Oh, there's one. You drive. Minute later, hey, there's another one. Drive. Hey, there's another one. Holy cow.
It's absolutely unbelievable how many there are. And Starbucks, we actually have one in Rothschild that's close by my house. House is actually right off the highway, so it's pretty convenient for people who want to make a quick stop while they're driving. When there's one that's by Polito's in Schofield, which is not really the ideal place to have it because it's right in the middle of the Polito's parking lot, so it's kind of blocking the oncoming traffic. And if you go to the Target in Schofield, there's a Starbucks actually right inside. So, yeah, there's plenty of Starbucks around. I don't think we need to have another one.
And also, I mentioned the business aspect because CNN had a story yesterday talking about Joanne Fabrics and Joanne's, now it's called, but Joanne Fabrics for many years, the craft and fabric store. And CNN received obtained a list talking about that Joanne is going to close more than half of its 800 stores in the coming months.
Oh gosh.
As it continues to navigate the bankruptcy process. And there are some stores here in central Wisconsin, Joanne stores. And on the list, it shows the Plover and Marshfield locations will be closing. However, the location in Rib Mountain, our WASA area location,
that's right next to Barnes & Noble.
Yep. It will stay open. So that's good news.
That is good.
But we're seeing a lot of that. The longtime stores. I mean, Joanne Fabrics has been around for many, many years.
It has.
I mean, so many of these, what you would consider box stores back in the day, have just faded away because Jeff Bezos and Amazon. I mean,
it's not just Amazon. It's just the whole online shopping thing.
Yeah, but Amazon's number one.
I mean, that's why the malls are having so much trouble right now because, you know, malls are a great place for people to socialize, but it's also because it's also hard on the malls because a lot of these stores have online websites now. They don't get as much business as they did like back in the 80s or 90s because, you know, in the 90s, the shopping malls were all the rage.
You
go to the shopping malls and they
would
talk and they would socialize. They would play games, hang out in the food courts. And just, you know, be a social.
It was the hangout spot.
We actually had face-to-face conversations.
And the thing about the malls, too, it was a place that would be able to bring people of all generations.
Yeah.
Kids would be there. Older people would be there. You would hear the stories about older people who'd walk the malls early in the morning. The kids would be there hanging out at the mall. I mean, again, and that was part of that generation. And nowadays, you see a lot of communities, and WASA would be one of those, trying to figure out what should a downtown look like in the future.
Yeah.
What is the best way, the path forward? And we're seeing construction right across the street here in downtown Wausau at our studios. It's not an easy question. I mean, I've heard from some people, well, we should not have got rid of the mall. I mean, there's people that think that was the past. Some people think it still could work.
Think if the Wausau Center Mall had added a movie theater onto it, I think it could have probably stayed alive at least a few more years.
Well, the thing about...
they added some more food courts, the movie theater. Maybe. Like, maybe an entertainment center.
But even movie theaters are becoming less and less. Yeah. I mean, so many of the movies now are streamed movies. They don't even open in theaters. They'll be opening on streaming services.
That's true.
Major star talent. And... yeah. They don't open on the big screen. And I'm trying my best not to buy too many streamers.
Yeah.
But it's hard.
It's a challenge.
Because if you want to see something, we got to get this one. We got to get that one. It adds up quickly.
Cedar Creek Cinema is still open and doing quite well, actually.
Yeah. I mean, and the thing about it, they have continued to improve, adding the comfortable seats and making sure it is... got all the amenities that folks are going to want when they go to the movies.
Madison actually has this, they're kind of expanding on the whole a theater idea. My brother Travis has actually seen quite a few movies here. It's at the, the Easttown Mall in Madison, I believe, has it. Has a brew house, a Flix. It's where you can actually, it's a theater experience, but you can actually order like a full meal and alcoholic drinks while you're watching a movie as well. It's very advanced. They're kind of expanding on the whole, it's like we bring the food to you and you can call for refills, or extra platters if you want to, and just... they're trying to keep the movie theater alive, and I think that's a good way to do it.
And
if you want to go to a really good theater, I recommend the AMC theaters, because those are very cool theaters.
And it's one of the big questions, not just for theaters, not just for downtown business. I do think that there has to be a role with government and incentives in order to keep brick and mortar business is alive in this era of technology. And I think that what we're seeing in Washington right now, Elon Musk and his committees, and Elon has said recently he thinks that there should be no regulations. And right now, the way it looks, there should not be any funding, grants to so many different, whether it's healthcare, whether it's education. That's not the path forward. Total deregulation is going to lead to the death of many, many businesses and the death of many, many main streets and the death of many, many towns. And it sounds really good. Oh, can't just get rid of all this excess spending. There has to be partnerships between business and government. And just saying government is going to have no part in terms of grants, in terms of loans, in terms of being part of the answers in the future is not the way to go. It will lead to a lot of pain for a lot of people.
Man, it's just... so many of these businesses have been around for a long time, and just the fact that there's, not a lot of people going to them.
It's just, again, a growing list of these brick and mortar stores that are just simply unable to stay financially viable in a changing consumer environment. And
does anyone remember a Kmart?
I know.
We used to have the Kmarts back then.
Yep.
It used to be a big one in Stevens Point, but then
they were everywhere.
Yeah, they were everywhere. But then the one in Stevens Point was filed for bankruptcy. But Stevens Point had turned it into a dormitories for college students now.
But I mean, if you want to be, And frankly, there are some folks out there that want to be pure. No socialism. None at all. Pure capitalism.
Which I don't think is right.
If there is pure capitalism, sooner rather than later, it will be all online shopping. Where are the jobs going to be? Where are the jobs going to be? Are they all going to be service jobs? answering phones, taking orders. And now with the computers, you don't even need those anymore. So again, there has to be deeper thought within government, within business, and in so many different areas of American life. Because the technology is coming at us faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
And the amount of time that we have to fix some of these problems is narrowing all the time.
Yeah.
But again, it shows. I mean, some of these businesses open, lots of people come.
Times are changing.
Yes, times are changing. But you can't just say times are changing. You have to do something about it.
Yep. Absolutely. Something has to be done.
8:48 is the time. Sun is shining. Cold start here in North Central Wisconsin. Glad you could be with us. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Sometimes I don't know. I just don't know what to feel.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Civic Media app as well. If you haven't downloaded the Civic Media app yet, real easy. It's free. It will always be free. Just go to your app store, search Civic Media, download the app. Got it on my phone. I'm going to look at it right now, in fact. And when you open it up, once you download the app, every station on the Civic Media Radio Network is on it. At the top, you got WAUK in Waukesha, Milwaukee. WMDX in Madison. Third is WFHR. And then comes WXCO. All you have to do is then click on WXCO. Can listen live. Can go to our webpage. Send us an email. Give us a call. Give us a text. All right there. So, great. App, download it today. We were just talking about businesses and mentioned Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Amazon's customer service is not the best. And in fact, Amazon, no pun intended, is under fire for delivering a package to a burned down home of a famous person, actress Mandy Moore.
Oh.
She is calling out Amazon for delivering a package to her family's burned-down home in Altadena, California, which was destroyed in the devastating Eaton fire. Moore shared a photo of the package on Instagram saying, "Do better, Amazon," and criticizing the company for not using discretion in delivering to damaged properties. The fire burned over 14,000 acres, killing 17 people, destroying nearly 10,000 structures. Moore's in-laws' home was one of many destroyed in the fire. Amazon has apologized and is investigating the incident. I wouldn't want to be the person that delivered that package.
Oh,
drove there, saw a destroyed home, and dropped off a package. Not good.
I mean, that's just... it's very unprofessional, and, you know, it doesn't show any, like, compassion for... So you see all these properties burned down, you're thinking, like, oh, this is fine. I'll just leave it here. Somebody will come back for it. No. That's the wrong thing to do.
A little more fun is our neighbors to the west, state of Minnesota, had a interesting little snowplow contest.
Okay.
And Minnesota Timberwolves star Anthony Edwards is going to be famous for something besides basketball. The Minnesota State Department of Transportation has named a snowplow truck after him, sort of. Minnesota DOT announced yesterday the winning snowplow names as created and then voted on by the public. The names will go on one Minnesota DOT plow in each of the agency's eight districts around the state. The complete list of winners in the order of most votes received includes "We're off to see the blizzard."
Oh, classic pun.
Snowtorious B.I.G. Plowabunga. Anthony Sledwards. You're welcome. Am I missing something there? You're welcome. Is that...
huh.
What? I don't understand that one.
Must be a reference I don't get.
I don't get that one either. Another winner. Don't you snow. Don't you snow. Skull plow. Skull is that Vikings.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
So skull plow. And then the final winner. I came. I thaw. I conquered.
Yeah, I love the classic puns.
That's kind of a fun little contest during the winter.
Yeah.
It's the fifth winter that the Minnesota Department of Transportation has run its contest. When I saw Anthony Sledwards, it shows me I'm old. I should have known better because I follow basketball. Anthony Edwards, star for the Minnesota Timberwolves. I thought at first it was being named after Anthony Edwards, the old star of ER.
Oh.
Shows my age. So Wisconsin should do something like that. Now that the snowplows are back out there.
Yeah, that'd be fun. And to, you know, take advantage of the snow as a shovel, yeah, just make a fun little contest out of it.
And boy, it's interesting where for such a long time, the plows just sit in the garage.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the rotation, for whatever reason, the jet stream, the weather, just starts putting the pattern of more snow. And that's what we're getting here in the month of February, more snow. Finally,
absolutely,
significant snow out there. Coming up, an information update. We'll get the latest weather forecast. Talk about how much snow we can expect starting tomorrow afternoon. Plus news, sports, entertainment. And then our number two of the show. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.